Prime Minister Scott Morrison is going to the COP26 summit in Glasgow. The only question is, will the National Party give him a coherent policy to achieve net zero emissions by 2050? The federal government's current policy is to reduce emissions by 2030, with a supposed shift from non-renewable to renewable power to be the forefront of their strategy. Mark DePoli has this story.
Scott Morrison is under pressure to commit Australia to a target of net zero emissions by 2050 before the United Nations annual climate change conference in Glasgow next month. The federal government are certain they will beat the current goal set for 2030 to have reduced emissions by 26% to 28% below 2005 levels. In fact, recent findings have suggested that Australia will be somewhere between 30% and 38% below those levels. According to Associate Professor Kate Crowley from the School of Social Sciences at the University of Tasmania and recipient of the Vice-Chancellor of Tasmania's Award for Outstanding Community Engagement on Climate Change and Sustainability, the federal government should be aiming much higher.
The suggestion that we'll meet our 2030 target easily just shows that the 2030 target is not a real target. 26 to 28% is well below the 60% that the Climate Change Authority recommended to the Australian government back in 2014. So for a start, our 2030 target's not even worth talking about. It should be at least double. And if you look at the state and territory levels, that's what they're adopting, closer to a 60% target.
The current 2030 target would see Australia emit 450 megatons of greenhouse gas emissions, down from the current amount of 500. Professor Andrew Blakers, director of the Australian National University's Centre for Sustainable Energy Systems, is not impressed with the Morrison government for not realising the potential to achieve better.
So this is grossly insufficient reductions over the next 10 years. We have to do much better than that. The new target should be below 300 megatons of emissions, and that puts us on track to getting down to about 100 megatons. That's the last 100 difficult megatons of emission reductions in the mid-2030s.
Some coal-fired power plants will begin to close in the coming years and we'll see emissions reduced by 1.2 to 1.5% if the plan to replace such with renewable sources follows through. The federal government predicted over half of Australia's power supply to be renewable by 2030. The New South Wales, Victoria, Australian Capital Territory and South Australian state governments all now have electrical vehicle policies, and we'll see just under a fifth of all light vehicles by 2030 being powered by a non-combustion engine. However, Australia remains one of the only countries in the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development without national emissions standards. That goes without mentioning that federal policies indicate the intention to actually continue using fossil fuels, recently approving several new coal mines and expanded subsidised gas production. If the federal government were to aim higher with their 2030 targets, Professor Blakers suggests that not much needs to be changed, but alteration will have to occur.
The federal government doesn't have to do much. It just has to make sure that a national transmission network is implemented. This is new high voltage transmission to bring the new solar and wind farm energy to the cities. Then it just has to get out of the way. If it doesn't want to actually do much, just get that transmission constructed, get out of the way, and let private industry do what private industry is already doing. Just to put that in context, last year 7 gigawatts of new solar and wind was constructed. That's up from 1 gigawatt just 5 years ago. So private industry is leading the way. It can do the whole job provided it gets the support at crucial places, for example, in decongesting the electricity transmission network.
This may be difficult, though, as Associate Professor Crowley reminds. The Morrison government have not been quick to change climate policy during their time in power.
So the Morrison government's been really careful since it's come to power not to introduce new policies because Malcolm Turnbull was dumped for trying to act on emissions reduction.
They have also not been met with widespread support. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has been very vocal in warning that reaching climate goals sooner would be a waste. Associate Professor Crowley hopes that the Morrison government ignore his complaints.
I think you could say that that's just grasping at anything to throw in the way of any sort of effective action. You've got to remember Barnaby Joyce has been around obstructing climate change action since the last time the time before last that Malcolm Turnbull was rolled as opposition leader by Tony Abbott.
Past federal governments have struggled to move Australia out of a very judgmental international eye. The Morrison government have been no different. Just yesterday, a mock billboard of the Prime Minister bearing the title Coalophile Dundee Goes to Glasgow was seen in Times Square. If the federal government want to begin to shift this perception, Associate Professor Crowley wants to hear something far more positive when the PM touches back down on Australian shores sometime later next month.
Well, the best outcome coming back from Glasgow that the Prime Minister could do is to just say, OK, the political football that is climate change is now being put away and we are now going to treat this as the economic issue and the transition issue that it is.
Associate Professor Kate Crowley of the School of Social Sciences at the University of Tasmania, ending that report from Mark DiPoli.